Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report, in which we talk to someone who is in Cleveland at the Republican National Convention. Her name is Julianne Shinto, and I recorded a podcast with her, which you'll want to download if you haven't already. And we're going to talk again about what's going on outside the convention. You'll be surprised to hear who's shown up to support Trump and also who may be causing some trouble. We'll talk about it after this word from our sponsor.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products, and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Julianne, thank you for doing a second podcast with me. Before we were talking about what was going on inside the convention and kind of the inside baseball kind of stuff going on with Governor Kasich and different things. We don't need to repeat that. But you told me some very interesting things about the Black Lives Matter people being there. You've seen this with your own eyes. And as I've watched TV and watched the convention, I haven't really heard too much about that. So tell me and tell my listeners, what's going on? And then also, who is it that's shown up? I haven't heard about that in the media at all.
Sure. The Black Lives Matter group of people, they certainly are here, and they are here in full force, and they're really sneaky. What they're doing is wearing T-shirts and then wearing them just around their necks, and then when they're in a group, they'll put them on fully, and then they're here. But there are police from just about every state in the union here. There are police from Georgia, from Indiana, from Florida. I mean, we just see police, groups of police all the time, and I think every other block I'm saying thank you, thank you, thank you. But we need them. There are protests. There are problems. There have been confrontations between people attending the convention, and there have been problems, but we have so many police here to protect us, and we are grateful for that. But the Black Lives Matter people are absolutely here in full force. What did surprise me is we have thousands, yes, thousands of bikers for Trump who came to Cleveland to support Trump in his nomination and to protect the citizens and the attendees of the convention.
And to protect them from whom?
To protect them from the Black Lives Matter movement, to protect them from the Code Pink people, all of these organizations that terrorize our freedom, all of these organizations that want to decide how we live our lives and are just going to disrupt the process anyway that they can.
What caused these bikers to come? Was this just a grassroots element, or did somebody organize it?
I think it had to be organized. I mean, there are thousands, and they rode in together. I've spoken to several of them because I've said, of course, thank you, thank you, thank you for coming. Thanks for supporting Trump. Thanks for being on the right side of the world, and thanks for caring enough about us. They've taken times out of their lives to come and do this, but yes, they believe it is important enough that our voices be allowed to be heard, that we are allowed to vote. I don't know if you're aware, there was a court case that was recently won. The NAACP sued the RNC because they wanted to be closer to the convention. Well, the convention had decided what was already safe, and then they sued, saying that they needed to be a block closer so that they could protest even a block closer. So those types of things, and they won, by the way. The NAACP won that suit, which is boggles my mind. But when we had things like this going on leading up to the convention, we were certainly grateful to have the bikers, and I do think that that lawsuit played an integral part in some of them deciding to join.
And what are the police doing to make sure that there's not a sniper or somebody with a truck? These terrorists seem ingenious in how they figure out ways to terrorize us What are the police doing to try to keep everyone safe?
Well, I think with regard to snipers, I think that's probably more of an FBI issue, but the local Cincinnati police, local Cleveland police, are doing what they can to sweep. The Coliseum, the arena where the Q arena where the things are held, is never unoccupied. The police stay there 24 hours a day. So in previous conventions, you would just close, sweep in the morning, and you'd sweep just before somebody important comes in and only sweep certain areas. But they sweep constantly, and they are in there constantly. But I can tell you there is not a street that you walk down that you won't see a delegation, and I mean a thick delegation of three and four police deep, standing, whether mounted or on bikes or in cars or on horseback. They're everywhere. You can't walk one block without seeing an additional 15 to 200 police officers.
And have there been any altercations between these Black Lives Matter supporters and the bikers?
There have been, and there was somebody with a sign with an expletive regarding our nominee, Donald Trump, and one of them pulled it down, and then that led to a big altercation between a convention goer and the person holding up the sign, and then the bikers did swarm in, and then of course the police swarmed in, so it was just a giant sandwich of people coming in. But it was stopped quickly and moved away. But these things are going on constantly, and the police are very helpful. But when we ask any small question, like can I pick up a taxi here, can I catch an Uber there, they will direct us away from the fray, away from the Black Lives Matter. I mean, they're keeping very close watch on where they are and doing their best. In town, there's a square in town, which we're just calling Riot Square, which they're just there 24 hours a day looking to cause trouble. So, and that's all they're trying to do. They're not caring about anybody.
And what do you think the upshot of this is going to be? Do you think this will affect the election in any way?
I think it will sway the election toward Trump. I don't think anybody wants their freedoms decided by a bunch of vigilantes who think that because someone may have died in the police officer's hands, that police officers need to be shot. Nobody thinks that we have anarchy. That's not what anybody wants. And I think this will direct more people toward order, toward more conservative values, toward more safety. There's no doubt that everybody feels safer with a Republican in office, and I think this will help. I think this will truly help a conservative movement. That's my opinion. But in times of danger and in times of war across the world, they tend to go for the more protective, and those tend to be the more conservative candidates.
Well, thank you for your insight, and thank you for this report there from Cleveland, the Republican National Convention, and this story about the bikers and Black Lives Matter is just fascinating, and one that I've just not seen very much about. I'm sure it's been reported. I haven't seen it, and hopefully my listeners heard something, and we're going to send this out as a news e-blast to our lists. And thank you so much for being with me on the Charisma Podcast Network. But tell us once again how people can get hold of you.
If they like to, my website is imprimatur, imprimatur.co, or you can follow me on Twitter, Julianne Shinto, Shinto, at Twitter.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.